Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it started. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our co-host for today, our CEO of the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Friday.
Yes.
Oh, feels good. We're going to have some fun today, everybody. Got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner for you. Looking forward to diving into that for the not just today, but Saturday and Sunday. We will, after our break, we'll come back and we will make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got a really fun TV theme song for everybody today. We'll be celebrating that one and getting you some free Culver's while we're at it. Terry and I will also get into some other fun topics, kick things off in the 10 o'clock hour with some entertainment news, let you know what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage, all that coming up. And I got a couple of fun topics for us, Terry. The top office distractions by generation. Thought that was an interesting breakdown. That's an interesting one.
I'm curious about that.
And got a couple of other topics for us to get into throughout the day today, but we want to kick things off the way we like to around here with two major places. One, it is the final day for our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Shout out to our local sponsors, Rapids Transmission. This is we've been doing this 2 weeks now. Today's the day. Today is the final day. Get that Civic Media app handy and get ready to text us a keyword at the top of the 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours, and your daily chance to win some gold jewelry, $200 cash, and you win one of those, and you get in on the tickets for Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. We're going to make you make plans. We're going to help you do that. And all you got to do is text us a keyword at the top of, again, the 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 hours. 9 o'clock hour. Well, that's now, Terry.
Oh.
Oh, well, we should get that keyword out there.
Should get our luck out there.
Yes. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck.
Luck is the word, L-U-C-K. Text that to us through the Civic Media app, and good luck to all of our Central Wisconsinites out there. We are biased about this one. We want our Central Wisconsinites out there representing and winning this thing.
And we hope you're a lucky duck.
Yeah.
And you win.
Yeah. Good luck to you out there, everybody. Text us that keyword, luck, L-U-C-K. We will get that out there a couple of times throughout the hour here today. And, of course, be listening throughout the day for that keyword to text us. Got multiple chances to win. Thank you so much to everybody who has downloaded the app and is playing along. We appreciate you. Also wanted to get into some conversation about the United Way, Terry. I know that now is a busy time for you guys. Have a lot of things going on. Where did you want to start? I did get the newsletter today. It showed up about an hour ago. I encourage everybody to go to uwswac.org. I've never messed that up before.
You're a little tongue-tied today.
I got excited. I encourage you to go over to the United Way, sign up for that newsletter, keep up to date on the things that they are doing over there, because it is campaign season. It is go time.
Yeah, so the message this morning was to recruit volunteers for our annual Day of Caring. You know, strange that the calendar has flipped to October.
Yeah.
And it's still 80. Like,
it's wild.
So it doesn't feel like it, but I think that also is... you know, hurting us a little bit with volunteer signups, because people just aren't thinking about raking leaves. So October 25th is the day, our annual Day of Caring, and we need rakers. So we are trending a little bit behind with volunteer signups, but again, understanding that we just flipped the calendar page as well. If you are willing to help out elderly and disabled in our community, Saturday, October 25th, we start with a pancake breakfast at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. You get your raking assignments done by noon. Like, I mean, how much? You get a free t-shirt, free breakfast, feel great about helping someone else, and you still have more than half the day. So we do encourage you to sign up. You can visit us at uwswac.org. There is a little form there that you fill out, indicate your t-shirt size. And, you know, then aside from that, this is the time when we are raising money. And, you know, that's really the call to action for the community, is step up, join us, make a donation to our fall campaign. These dollars that we're raising now are going to be used for programs in 2026. So starting January 1st, you know, we start sending checks, helping to support 28 local programs. We also have 10 of our own initiatives and, you know, a couple of really important programs, notably the 211 program. When we think about Mental Health Month and, you know, some of the crises that members of our community are facing, one of the resources available to you is 211. You can call 211 for those reasons. You can call 211 just because you have a need of some kind, right? Like you need someone to help you navigate. You need to understand what programs are in the community for the challenge that you or maybe one of your loved ones is facing. So I do encourage you to take advantage of the 211 program. It is 24/7 in the state of Wisconsin. You literally dial 211, just like you might dial 911, or you will dial 911 if you have an emergency. Dial 211 if you have a need for information and resources. And the resource specialist will let you know what's out there. Sometimes there's, you know, there might be 8 options of programs. Sometimes there's one option and sometimes there's none, unfortunately. But, you know, that's our reality. But we really want to get community members who have a need connected with programs that are serving that need. And that is, I would say, the best way that you can do that. It is an anonymous phone call because sometimes that question comes up, you know, how is my privacy protected? But I will say that at the end of the call, our resource specialist will give you the option as the caller to say, would you like me to call you back in, you know, a day or two to see if this worked out? So we kind of, you know, it's at the caller's choice, but there is an option to kind of enter into this, you know, this warm line kind of route where, you know, we'll check back up with you and just see, hey, how's it going? Did it work? Didn't it work? Sometimes we know this, right? Even the most motivated people sometimes need a little push, need a little check-in from someone. And so that's an option. But the way that 211 is offered in the program is through United Way funding. So again, I jump right back to this is campaign time for us. This is an opportunity for you to get involved. I will say that 70% of the donations to our United Way come from individuals. And those donations go from anywhere from $5, literally $5, up to thousands of dollars. There is no right size gift. The idea is jumping in where you can so that we can, you know, let's raise the tide for everyone.
When it comes to any of these things that you guys are doing over there, we encourage certainly people, our audience out there, to volunteer to be a part of this stuff. And one thing I would like to just take a note on when it comes to volunteering, you hear this phrase and we hear people talk about this a lot, experience. You know, it's what so many people, especially young people, what they're looking for nowadays. They want an experience. If they're going on vacation, if they're going out of town for the weekend or something like that, and they certainly want it when it comes to their day-to-day lives and what they're doing with their personal time, their downtime. And if you want an experience and you want something that you can't buy with money, volunteering. Like that, and you don't, it's one of those things that you really got to do to really know what we're talking about here. I can almost vividly remember every volunteer opportunity I've done, and I've done a lot of them in my life, and I can remember so many of them going back to being a little kid in the soup kitchen and handing out soup to people. It's something that stays with you in a very, very strong, positive way. And I think that in the day and age where we could always use up moments and good memories, volunteering is one of those things that you can tap into in your brain and still go to. It is something that you can certainly put on a college resume or on a job application. I know that's something we've talked about before, Terry, that there are businesses out there that offer volunteer hours and things. Something that I encourage all businesses to do. You talk about good PR. You talk about helping your advertising and everything. There's one way to do that. But whatever it is, reaching people on the volunteering level now more than ever, it is vital in our communities, and it's not just our area, but all rural areas need to be thinking about this and addressing this and spreading this to young and old. There is no age limit on volunteering. Everybody is welcome. And again, you're looking for experiences. You're looking for something the money can't buy. You're looking for something, a memory. You want to make memories. Being a part of Day of Caring, being a part of being a reading mentor. This is those memories. This creates that and all of that. And you're putting a lot of good into the community. You're adding back to your community that has given you so much. I encourage you to do that, everybody.
If you're looking for volunteer opportunities or you have some specific area of interest, you can also always give us a call. Talk to Jess in our office at 715-421-0390. She coordinates a group that meets quarterly, and it's actually volunteer coordinators from nonprofits in the community. And I will tell you that none of them are saying, oh, I have too many volunteers.
Right, right.
So, and you know, and sometimes we just try it, right? You referenced mm-hmm. volunteering at a soup kitchen. Well, maybe you try the community meal site and you're like, this isn't a good fit. Don't give up. You know, maybe you get connected with Career Closet and mm-hmm. you help with organizing clothing. So there's a number of volunteer opportunities. So if you've been thinking about it, but just haven't pulled the trigger, you know, certainly connect with Jess because she can give you ideas of what's out there and available.
And one other little side note of this, and to those of those out there that you like to binge shows or things like that, enjoy those things. They'll be there. They're not going nowhere.
Well, we talked about...
You could volunteer, and then those shows will still be there for you later. And then when you're watching them, I guarantee you, and you can go ahead and throw this in my face if I'm wrong, they're going to be more enjoyable.
Well,
you're going to enjoy them more if you get out there and work a little bit.
We talk about limiting screen time on kids, you know?
Yes.
Or use your binging as a reward,
uh-huh.
right?
Exactly.
Volunteer an hour this week, and then you can watch a whole season. I don't know.
I know this because I do it. I do this to myself almost on a week... certainly on a weekly basis, I do this. It's one of the things that I noticed that right away, I enjoy my shows more. The Simpsons is even more enjoyable when I have volunteered or I have done something good with my time, my downtime. And then you enjoy these things that much more. Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And certainly, spread the word about these volunteering opportunities. Encourage those in our community to be a part of things with all of our nonprofits. And specifically right now, our United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties. Right now, it's go season. It's campaign season, everybody. UWSWAC.org. And again, that keyword to text us through the Civic Media app to get in on the final day of the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Shout out to Rapids Transmission. Luck, everybody. Text that keyword to us, L-U-C-K. Get it to us. I am not going to spell it anymore today.
L-U-C-K.
You go right ahead. I'm not doing that. I got close enough a couple times there. Luck, text that to us, everybody. We encourage you to do so. We'll have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday Anniversary Club coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today, everybody. Wish them a good one from all of us here at WFHR and WIRI. We appreciate our great friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local. Head on over there. Check out some of those. They have a great specials up there. They have some really, really fun, just everyday meals. They work with their community and their guests. They'll work, make the meals perfect for you. I cannot stop talking about their pies. Got great pies over there. Check it out. And, of course, keep in mind that homemade chili is available as well, served by the cup or bowl. Check that out. That's homemade chili. That's good stuff. This time of year especially.
Well, yeah, if we could get the temperature down.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
Not of the chili either.
No, right. Another strong point by you. But it is also a great day for a fish fry, of course. That's what we do around here in Wisconsin. So check out their Getting Only Famouser by the Friday Fish Fry over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And of course, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can keep celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. Can email us that way. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can call on up 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. We'd love to hang out with you, everybody. Terry, I need to make a little work for me today. I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, nicely done. Just right out the gate. You got that. And then boom, boom, we got our qualifier there. And on Sunday. All right, so we're good. Nicely done.
That's it.
You can take the rest of the hour off. You can take please don't do that. Please don't do that.
What is it, like five to the top of the hour?
Pretty much. We take a look at our local birthdays, and we want to go ahead and make sure to mention first, right out the gate, Jordan Smith. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, Jordan. And we wish a very happy birthday to Lauren Evenson.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Lauren Evenson, we wish you a very good birthday. Lauren, you're a qualifier. Enjoy your birthday, Lauren. Hope it's a good one for you. We take a look at Saturday birthdays and cannot qualify, but do want to send a shout out to my godson, Nicholas Zerflew.
Happy birthday.
Nicholas, enjoy your day. Nick's great. He's a good kid.
Why do we have so many rules? Why can't he qualify?
Yeah, it's a good point. Because
he's your godson?
Yeah, he's not technically related to me. It's a bit of a stretch.
My gosh. I think he could qualify.
I should have thrown him in there. But Nicholas is a great kid. Enjoy your day, Nicholas.
Rules.
Enjoy your day, bud. Our qualifier for Saturday, celebrating their 39th anniversary, Dale and Jenny Damrow.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Damrow? How would you say that?
I think it's Damrow.
Damrow. Okay. Dale and Jenny. Either way, you go ahead and call up and correct it for us if you'd like either one of you. Dale and Jenny, you're happy 39th. You're our qualifiers for Saturday. Congratulations. And then on October 5th, on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Vera Keller.
Happy birthday.
Vera, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. That's a beautiful name, Vera. I love that name. Great name. Enjoy your day, Vera. Hope it's a good one. We also wanted to make some special mentions. My godson is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Pam's goddaughter is also celebrating a birthday. Sarah Najem is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday.
And we wish a very happy birthday to Pam's good friend, Ken Ashenbrenner.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Ken's great. Wishing you a good birthday, Ken. Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you. And thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries and letting us share in your special day, everybody. We appreciate you. What celebrities are you sharing your birthdays with? Ashley Simpson is 41 today. Happy birthday to her. Happy 42nd to Tessa Thompson. She is in the MCU universe. She was in the Creed movies, Westworld. She was in the kind of reimagining of the Men in Black movies. She's good. She's really good. Very, very talented. Sean William Scott is 49. Stifler in the American Pie movies is probably his most famous character, but he's had a couple of roles here and there. He's done pretty good.
Those are funny movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Neve Campbell is 52. Sydney in the Scream movies. She was Julia in Party of Five and in House of Cards. I think she is. She's been directing or producing a little bit more now, but she had a nice career there in the 90s, in early 90s as well. Speaking of having a nice career in the 90s, Gwen Stefani is 56 today. boy, 56, that's sneaky old to me for her. I wouldn't have expected that. And not old or anything like that. And looks and sounds great. I would never guessed it. That's part of the reason why she's great. Clive Owen is 61. Fantastic actor. Sin City, Closer, Shoot 'Em Up. Duplicity he was in. He's been in a handful of things. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue is 63. One of the wildest drummers you're ever going to see, but I think one of the things that has gotten lost in the shuffle with Tommy Lee, with all the other outside of the drum kit stuff and everything with him, great drummer, really good drummer, and has done some wild things on that drum kit too over the years. Oh, one of my favorite. This is Seth's ears are going to start burning the second I say this name. Dave Winfield is 74 today. Major League Hall of Famer. Dave Winfield is one of our favorite guys, like for 90s kids to bring up as far as old baseball players. Because it's immediately, as soon as you bring up Dave Winfield, you got to bring up that smile. Great smile on the man. But also one of those athletes that could literally have been a Hall of Famer in just about every sport. Dave Winfield was just excelled at everything he played and was just incredible and just happened to choose baseball. Really amazing athlete. Lindsey Buckingham is 76, formerly of Fleetwood Mac, of course, lead guitar player for Fleetwood Mac and one of the songwriters, vocalist for Fleetwood Mac. I think Lindsey Buckingham is one of the most underrated guitar players of all time. Just Fleetwood Mac is actually, I think, one of the most underrated bands when you think about it. I know how popular they are, but I don't hear a lot of people bring them up with greatest bands
like
of all time.
Like when they're
time.
Thinking,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and I think Fleetwood Mac deserves to be in that discussion. Not saying that they are, but you look at the decades of relevance, the amount of hits, and more than anything, the talent in that band. Lindsey Buckingham was a backup singer in that band and had plenty of solo hits on his own. Christy McVie could have done her own solo career and been just as popular as everything she did with Fleetwood Mac. And then, oh yeah, Stevie Nicks is just right there for you.
You know, maybe they just stayed like in the music, like they didn't stir up any kind of drama for themselves. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. How sometimes it's like you get really great musicians, but something happened and that's what is the memorable part.
And I think
so, you know,
that's
good
part
on
of
them.
It with that. Yeah. Chubby Checker is 84 today. The twist and so many. What Chubby Checker did back in the day cannot be noted enough. He, a game changer and really got pop music to all of a sudden start, dance involved with a popular song? Wow, a win-win right there. And, of course, you saw a run of that throughout the 50s and everything. And just a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer, Chubby Checker. And Stevie Ray Vaughan would have been celebrating a birthday on this day in 1954. Passed away way too dang young in 1990. Guitar genius. I remember when he passed away, like it was Kurt Cobain or so many others. In my house, the Vaughns, Jimmy and his brother Stevie, were just legends. Also, as great as it is, listen to Little Wing by Stevie Ray Vaughan. If you're going to listen to any one song, listen to Little Wing by Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's the greatest version of that song you'll ever hear, including Hendrix's version, which I love. But if you get a chance, listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan's interviews. Man, is he just a wonderful voice and talker. And the way he talks about guitar, I've never heard anybody talk about it. So look, not flippantly, just casually. Just, you know, so many people take themselves so seriously, including myself, obviously, right here. Stevie Ray Vaughan, just loved life, man. Just really, really, not as great as he was as a guitar player, just as amazing as a person. Saturday birthdays. Dakota Johnson is 36. Anastasia in those 50 Shades movies that I've never seen or anything, but I have seen her in other stuff. She's a good actress. Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter. The daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. Yeah. Let's see here. And Rachel Lee Cook is 46. She's all that. A couple of other ones that she's been in. Alicia Silverstone is 49 on Saturday. Clueless and the Batman movies and stuff. She had a nice career. Has had a nice career. Liev Schreiber is 58. Wonderful voice that you hear narrating a lot of things. And Ray Donovan, number of different roles that he has had over the years. All of us 90s kids, Terry. John Cicada is 64. It's a Saturday. Just another day. That, man, you had to hear that song when you were growing up back then in the 90s. And Susan Sarandon is 79 on Saturday. Janet and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Thelma and Louise, Bull Durham, The Witches of Eastwick.
Whew, I've always liked her.
I love Susan Sarandon. Great actress. Great actress. Great hair, too. Great. Just all around great. Anne Rice would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow, and Jackie Collins would have been two legendary authors. And Charlton Heston would have been celebrating a birthday, and born in 1923, Saturday. One of the early icons in acting, Charlton Heston. Not only on the screen, but off screen, fighting for actors and their rights. Northwestern zone, Midwest guy. There's a lot you can say about Charlton Heston. And then Sunday birthdays, wrapping things up here. Travis Kelce is 36 on Sunday. It's kind of fitting him having a birthday on Sunday. He'll be playing on Monday. Chiefs play on Monday, so he
gets got a day off.
There you go.
Probably not.
Guy Pearce is 58. Wonderful actor, mayor of Easttown, Memento, Iron Man 3, Count of Monte Cristo, Mario Lemieux is 60 on Sunday. Wayne Gretzky, everybody loved Wayne Gretzky, and you should. Wayne Gretzky was awesome on and off the ice. I was hockey stick right over there says Mario Lemieux on it because that was my first hockey stick, and that was my first favorite. Chris Chelios, but my first like guy of mine. I love Super Mario. Oh, he was so much fun. Did everything he did late in his career while battling cancer, and playing hockey at a not just at a level, like where he was just out there doing a shift. Mario, late in his 30s, was still just running game on people and everything. Incredible athlete. And let's see here. Steve Miller, 82 on Sunday. Fly Like an Eagle, The Joker, Abracadabra. A lot of hits for him. Brian Johnson is 79, lead singer for AC/DC. Got a lot of good ones on Sunday. And Bernie Mac would have been celebrating a birthday, born in 1957. One of my all-time favorites. Great actor, comedian, all that. We hope you are all going to enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries today and throughout the weekend. Enjoy. Have a great one, everybody. Get on over to El Cafe and celebrate with them. And stick around after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. Terry and I are going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up. Lights, camera. Action! It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. If you know it and you have won anything in 30 days, call up 715-424-2600. You can also call up using the Civic Media app, of course. Keep that app handy and text the word luck to us to get in on our Go for the Green or Gold text to win multi-state contest we got going on. So you already got the app handy. So now you can go ahead and call us and win some free Culvers
as well. Try your luck at getting some Culvers.
Yes, be listening for this TV theme song, and if you know it, call up and let us know. We send a gigantic shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. If you got a Culvers in your community, you got one putting back into the community, get some Culvers in your life, everybody. Maybe get some free Culvers right now by calling up and letting us know what TV theme song this is from.
And listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea.
Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning, what's your answer?
Beverly Hillbilly.
Yes!
Hey, nice job.
Yes, well done, sir. Well done. Let me make this a... make this... Oh, no, I don't have my winning bell. Ding, 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 ding. There we go. Winning, go back. Who do we have on the phone with this? Can I get your first name, sir?
Dave.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hi. Pretty good, yeah.
Good, good. We appreciate you listening and playing along. Were you a fan of the show?
Yes, I watched it quite a bit, yeah.
It was a fun show. It was a really, really fun show with some great characters and great acting on it. It was a good one. I remember that one growing up even. And it's honestly, the theme song's great. I love the just the image of them driving into the Beverly Hills with Grandma in the rocking chair on top. It's iconic in my head. It'll never go away. It's a great TV show.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, you know where we're at. We know you, bud. Why don't you come on by and pick this up from Pam sometime this week, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, sir. Appreciate you. Good guy.
I was getting a little worried.
I was, too. I was
like, does everyone still have rotary phones? It was taking a while to dial.
I was a little worried. Yeah.
Dang!
I was a little worried myself. What I think happened there, and I've noticed this with when we play TV theme songs that have words in them, I think people are singing along. I think that it's a little bit of that.
I was going to say, even I knew that one like right away, which is odd.
And so I'm doing a little bit of catch up here, everybody, because I wanted to do this one last month. We didn't have a chance. The Beverly Hillbillies premiered on CBS on September 26th of 1962 with the first episode titled The Clampett's Strike Off. Strike Oil. Strike Oil. Clampett's Strike Oil. Classic show. Odd to me that this one has not been tried to be, you know, redone or anything. The fish out of water thing is a go-to in TV, you know, history. So I'm a little surprised by that.
You know, I'm kind of glad, though, because
It
would ruin it.
Absolutely.
It'd be like redoing, you know, like I Love Lucy. You can't. Some things you just can't touch.
There are certain things that are just...
Leave it alone.
Yeah. Whether it's time sensitive or whatever it is, I think that, you know, you just leave them where they are. They're good.
Yeah.
The show was great on its own, so leave it where it was. Dave, thank you so much. Be like Dave, everybody. Be listening every Friday for your opportunity to win some free Culvers from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Big shout out to them. Buy local, support local, support our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Nothing but fun stuff lined up for everybody. We got good things on the way, everyone. We're going to stick around for that 10 o'clock hour. Going to have some entertainment news for you. We will also be diving into a couple of other fun topics. We've got the top office distractions by generation. Got that one coming up. Also talking about laundry, if we get a chance. I got this story that I've been wanting to get into about laundry. Well, see, we got get a air our not air our dirty
air our
laundry.
Dirty laundry. Yeah, oh boy, so. Here we go.
It's the new segment, airing our dirty laundry. Everybody, it'll last 1 week, and then it's gone.
You think you're going to get a week?
Sponsored by Acme. But I want to get into this.
Sponsored by Tommy Lee.
Yes, basically. Yeah, might as well be.
It is his birthday.
Hey, I'm Tommy Lee. When right now we are on the cusp of the busy season for you at the United Way, for us here at the radio stations. It has already been busy, and it's going to only get busier as we get to the, I'd say, the first, second week of the new year. From now until then, go time. There's just a lot going on, and this is all a positive. It's a good thing, but we've got a holiday marathon coming up here, really beginning with, for my family and stuff, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but Halloween's right around the corner. Got that. Thanksgiving, of course, and the big month of December with the holidays going on in those. Busy time of year, and a lot of people are going to be traveling. And when you travel, there are some important things to keep in mind. When you share this plane, this train, wherever you're traveling in, with others. And I'm talking about that stinky tuna fish sandwich that you just had to have on the airplane. Keeping these things in mind. Food is an important one on the airplane. The four commandments of eating on an airplane. We have that for everybody right now. The four commandments of eating on an airplane. Considering you're in a... So here's what an etiquette expert had to say. Quote, the most important etiquette rule on an airplane is that you've got to stay within your bubble. Physically stay within your bubble. Sounds need to stay within your bubble. And of course, smells need to stay within that little bubble of you sitting in that middle seat between two people that you've never known and didn't want to know. According to the expert, here are the four commandments of eating on a plane. Thou shalt not eat smelly foods.
Amen.
No tuna, no garlic or onion, no hard-boiled eggs, no strong cheeses. For the love of all that is, no fish or seafood. Eat it on land. Eat it on land. I almost wish there was like a literal physical rule that you know, fish don't go in the sky, so you can't eat fish in the plane. It's just the thing. You can't do it. Like, I know that doesn't make any logical sense, but I kind of wish, just for the smell's sake of it.
Where are you getting it from?
Yeah.
And, why aren't you eating it between planes? But, like, where are you getting that from in the airport?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that, I don't get that one at all. Thou shalt not eat messy foods.
Yeah.
That includes ribs, powdered donuts, spaghetti, chili dogs, nachos, and sloppy joes.
Okay, how do you get ribs on a plane?
I have flown a lot in my life, and I've never seen any one of those being eaten on a plane. Not one of them.
I've seen, like, the donut thing.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
You know, because I think... It was just like, they made this stop in the airport. My bigger thing, and this might even be coming, but as it pertains to the powdered sugar donut, the last flight I was on, and it was morning, and somebody comes with like, probably like the biggest size cup of coffee, right? Mm-hmm. And they had a cover on it, but like it's full. And so now they have their carry-on, they have this. Well, where do you set that cup of coffee while you're putting your, while you are, doesn't matter who you are, you still have to get situated, right? Mm-hmm. And so then where do you set it? And then where is it like... Like, you better drink half of that quick.
Who's getting on the plane and pulling out their carry-on bag? And I got my sloppy joes right here. What's going on? There's certain things we don't need rules for because nobody's doing it. Like, I would think that nobody's doing that. Who's doing that?
Ribs.
Yeah. Call up if you're one of these people, if you've ever done this. We're not going to judge you. I just want to know for a fact
but
that it's actually happening.
Some of those restaurants, sometimes there's like a, like a TGI Fridays or something. I mean, I suppose in a restaurant or in an airport.
In an airport, yeah.
So, maybe they're having to, because of time, they're having to get it to go, but that's just weird.
Yeah.
And keep it in the package till you are situated.
Yeah, just no.
Because no, I don't want to hold your coffee.
No, no.
I mean, I will because I don't want to wear it, but I don't want to.
Thou shalt not eat foods with allergens. A bag of peanuts or a pack of peanut butter would be safer for everyone if you was consumed in an area without open air. If you don't like this, you don't have to fly. There are other ways to get around. But keeping in mind that when you fly, just like getting on a bus or a train or anything else, you're sharing this space with others. It ain't just about you. I think one of the biggest problems with flying is just that right there. That simple, registering in your brain that you are not alone on this flight. If you want to do that, become a millionaire. Like, go ahead and, get some money, because that's pretty much the only way that's happening.
For an extra $39, upgrade your seat to the middle section.
Yeah. If you don't like it that much, do that. Otherwise, I mean, you got to... It's odd, because you don't see this in public transportation that often. But with planes, there becomes almost an entitlement that happens when you hit a certain altitude or something. I don't know. Where you think you can eat ribs, I guess. Who is eating ribs
on a plane? I want to know where they get them from. from? They pack them in their purse?
We got questions.
How do they get through?
I love the just opened up this purse and it's just a rack of ribs right there, like it's the Flintstones or something.
Do you have to follow like the ounce rules for that? Yeah. Oh no, it's not liquid.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, I wonder.
No, it's not liquid.
Thou shalt not overindulge. Here's what the expert said: quote, overindulging in alcohol can be a nuisance in itself. Plus, alcohol can dehydrate you and amplify the effects of the altitude. Staying hydrated will make your flight much more enjoyable.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah. And again, this isn't just about you. You're not at a frat. You are not. This isn't a Saturday night where you're. You know.
I like keep your noises in your own bubble. How do you keep them in a bubble?
Well, definitely, you know, the headphone thing, if you're listening or watching something.
Yeah, no, I meant bodily noises. Like you eating, chewing, farting, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, good luck with any of those, everybody, as far as keeping that in your bubble.
Okay, but if you were trapped in the, you know, if somebody's next to you in the middle, let's say you have an end or a window, but like the middle person, would you rather have somebody who like wants to talk, or somebody who's like falling asleep and kind of starting to invade your space?
I've had both, and I think I'd rather have the talker.
Me
oddly
too.
Enough, I the person who is right next to you and invading your space, there's no getting away from it. The talker, even they kind of die down after a little while.
Yeah. You know, and it never fails, and it's proud. Like if my husband and I are traveling, and we happen to be just the two of us in a three, I will always take the middle. I love the window seat. I'm that person that likes to see. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not concerned about having the aisle for safety, because let's be real, either we're all getting out or we're not. Right, no one's getting out. I'll always take the middle just because of my stature, right? Mm-hmm. But I always, there's always that guy who then just assumes that armrest is hit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because
he plops down and he takes both armrests. And sometimes, and I, of course, don't. I just sit with my mm-hmm. elbows tucked in. But sometimes you just want to, like, elbow him and be like,
oh,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been on planes before and have had no problem using my strong, pointy elbows.
Maybe don't want to share it. Like, I don't want both of our arms on there.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
like,
no,
I don't know. And I'm not, like, a germphobe, but sometimes I'm just like, you're so rude.
Everybody gets an armrest. It's your right arm. The right armrest is usually your armrest. Now, if you are on the end of the aisle, in the aisle seat, then it's usually your left. But otherwise, it's the right arm usually that you get, because that way everybody gets at least one armrest.
Yeah. I know. Well, it depends what side you're sitting on, I guess. But
yeah.
But yes. But I just...
Here are some of the best foods you can eat on a plane: a dried or fresh fruit, crackers, chips, pretzels, a meat and cheese snack pack, hummus and vegetables, a muffin, chocolate, and granola or protein bars, some of those things.
You talk about the fresh fruit thing, though. Literally, I was sitting next to someone once and they had a peach. Okay. They have no napkin to be seen. They have no, right? So first of all, those are juicy.
Yeah.
So there's all of that. But then also, then she just sat there holding the pit, like the, you know, like in the palm of her hand. And I'm just like, okay, that's kind of gross. Like, I could, yes, tune out. But there was, I just, you know, sometimes you just can't unsee things and then you just keep looking. You know, I'm like, what are you doing with that thing?
My dad used to, I actually found this to be more the case with flying, but my dad used to tell me when I first started taking the L by myself and everything, like, Jimmy, there's always one weirdo on the L.
One?
And if you can't if you can't find him, it's probably you. It's probably you. On the plane, definitely. Yeah, definitely. You're always going to run into something, that's for sure. We want you to run into our Civic Media app and get over there and text us the keyword luck. Get in on the go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest. Shout out Rapids Transmission, our local sponsors for this one. Your daily chance to win gold jewelry, $200 cash. Win one of those. Get yourself in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets in November. Text us that keyword luck, L-U-C-K. Get it to us, everybody, and a good luck to everybody out there. Be listening at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword to text us through that Civic Media app. Keep them coming, everybody. I see my phone blowing up with your texts. Keep that going, everybody. Text us the keyword luck through the Civic Media app. I would say this this nun is lucky and been celebrating a very fortunate, lucky life. A Catholic nun in Ohio is celebrating her 105th birthday. And she's doing it by hitting the links for a round of golf with her sisters from the convent.
Isn't that cool?
Sister Renee Parman and her cohorts from the Humility of Mary visited the Null Run golf course in Lowersville on Friday, 2 days before her 105th birthday, to engage in one of her favorite activities, golf.
Wow, that's impressive.
quote, I think it helps you know you to know yourself. I do, really, anyway, and competing with yourself mostly. I think that's a fact. They're very helpful. It's a wonderful place to be, very meditative. It's a beautiful place, grass, flowers, and it's quiet.
So, do you think they had to get their tea time and the tea time behind them because of moving quick enough?
I wonder. I would do that. That's what I would do. She began working to become a nun at the age of 18, but it wasn't until her 40s that some of her fellow sisters introduced her to golf. They said, hit the ball. That was my only instruction that I'd ever received.
Cute. I love it.
The nun now plays golf every week and has been an instructor for younger golfers as well at the colleges nearby.
Very cool.
Quote, when we rode together, she was educating me on what I should be doing and let me know how to hit the ball, Sister Barbara Noble said. It was a pretty special because she had the experience. I'd never thought about golf this way.
As therapeutic?
It certainly to a degree, but all these things that she just mentioned, like, oh yeah, that is a great, like, it's a great, like, time to be out and about and getting outdoors. You're also, usually in a beautiful place because golf courses are so well taken care of and everything. It's including our local ones around here that my brother comes 2 hours away every chance he gets to come play golf in this area.
Now, to her benefit, right, she's been golfing for 65 years. So she's clearly mastered the don't overthink your shot. Don't get mad, frustrated, angry.
There are young, like Tiger Woods right now, his biggest problem with competing in golf, and better, more golf experts can tell you better about this than I can, but from what I've read and from what I've heard from people who know golf, like my brother and stuff, Tiger Woods' biggest problem right now is that his body can't hold up walking the course. He can shoot just fine. He can still hit the ball just fine. He can't walk the course like he used to. This lady's walking the course. Like, at 105, she's doing this. Like, that's impressive. I think that's noteworthy in itself. Again, don't know a ton about golf, but I know it ain't easy. You got pro golfers that complain and can't necessarily.
And they're not even carrying their own bags.
Yeah, yeah. Good, more power to her. That is impressive. What an impressive story right there. That is pretty cool. And I did want to touch on this one really quick. A 3-foot-tall miniature Scottish Highland bull escaped from a Connecticut farm and has been repeatedly spotted several miles from the home. And there are people that are just kind of going to social media and noting the Humane Society near there and stuff. Hey, I just saw a bull. this miniature bull, not just a bull, a miniature bull, just walking around their neighborhood and everything.
Those Highland cows are so cute.
They really, really are beautiful. And this one in particular is a good one. They all take great pictures.
They do?
They really do. They always do.
I think it's the hair in their eyes.
My youngest, Izzy, is celebrating, having her wedding this weekend at a reserve, too. It's going to be a really beautiful place. And her favorite animal in the world, by far and away, are cows. So for many, many years, I will just randomly text her a story about cows or an image of one or something like that. And everyone I find, they're good. They're very photogenic. They're very good at this.
The Highland cow is a thing.
Cows are better at taking pictures than I am, but way better, way, way better at it than I am.
Huh.
I need to talk to a cow about this, or a bull or something. I don't know.
I mean, I'd probably talk to a cow.
I would. I'd be like talking to a, yeah.
Not a bull.
It seems like a good call.
I mean, you could try.
One of those things, as I was saying it, I'm kind of like, okay, and yeah, we'll, wait a minute.
We'll see you when we see you.
Maybe be a better idea on my part. if I would like to be here Monday, that would probably be a good idea. We'll save that. But did also wanted to mention a couple of other things going on in our area here that we're very proud of. And one of them is our WFHR cookbook. We are putting this together. Now, you can find out more about it and submit a recipe if you'd like at WFHR.com. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. New edition premiered yesterday. Wonderful work by Melissa, Michael, and our whole team of civic media writers and journalists out there putting that together. Great work by all of them. Go there, sign up for the newsletter, and while you're there, submit your recipe. We are looking to collect all these recipes. probably in the next week or two, we are going to be having to cut this off, though, because we want to get this to publishers and be able to print this out for people. If you submit a recipe and it goes into the book, you'll get a free copy of the WFHR 85th Anniversary Cookbook. That's a pretty cool thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is really a love letter to our community. We're not doing this to try to necessarily make money or anything like that, although I tried. No, I'm joking. This is really our opportunity to continue a tradition around here that we love and miss. We haven't gotten to do this in like 35 years. We haven't done this and everything. So here's a great opportunity for us to be able to get this out there, celebrate our area, and keep in mind that this cookbook is going to stay on that shelf. It ain't going nowhere. So generations from now, people will be able to take a look at that and see those recipes, see your family name, and see your family celebrated. We love our Central Wisconsinites. So we're not just talking Rapids here. All the surrounding areas. If you can hear us, we want you to submit a recipe. Head on over to WFHR.com. Check out the newsletter. Maybe check out some of our podcasted shows. They're right over to the right. You can find them. And of course, submit that recipe. If you're not able to submit it online, reach out to us. We will find a way to get it into the book. You can, of course, stop by. We can photocopy it. Maybe you email it to us so we can, you know, transition it from that way. However you got to do it, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do.
Okay, seriously, I will laugh. If someone out there can do this, please Morse code James a
please,
recipe.
Please do.
Please.
Do. We'll see how that goes.
And then I want to see what it looks like in the book.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic.